Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss fans, we are glad that you are on this Tuesday, May 27th. And I did say Tuesday. Holiday always tends to throw people off just a little bit. But it is Tuesday and the count toward baseball regionals is on. I'm Kelly Sander. Where have you all been? Oh, no, wait a minute.
That was you.
Yeah, it was me that out of town. Producer-engineer Michael Mergens is here. Daniel Stewart is also here with us as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg, back from a Indianapolis 500-mile race, but don't think for 1 minute that me and a bunch of Hattiesburg people weren't following how the Golden Eagles were doing via ESPN Plus and everything else that was going on up in Indianapolis. But good to be back.
The Eagle Hour. Were you not listening to the Eagle Hour podcast?
I wasn't. But you know, Michael, I'm old. The podcast thing, you know, I have never listened to a single podcast.
Really?
I never have.
You don't understand our strange podcasting ways.
Yes. I've discovered them in my old age, the podcast. Travel and listen.
The younger Jedi had to teach you, you know,
well,
all this.
You know, I like to hunt, so I started listening to a hunting podcast.
Okay.
And, you know, you learn a lot. So.
And there are, and I understand there's a lot of information that you can get on those things, but anyway, this segment of the
so those listening to the podcast,
it's for a younger time. Yes,
sure.
This segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, cooked here and loved everywhere. Of course, if you're going to be at the games this weekend, leave your tailgating needs to Dickie's Barbecue Pit with the varieties of different meats that can be smoked, and also all the side dishes. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a big supporter of Southern Miss Athletics. We've got lots of guests that we're lining up throughout the week. Of course, game one for Southern Miss on Friday. No surprise. Daniel, I hate to say I told everybody so, but and at a good 18-game winning streak doesn't hurt.
Right.
But this is a good Southern Miss team.
It's a very good Southern Miss team. I hate the way that Sunday went and we lost, but at the same time, I think that the tournament was represented by the two best teams in the conference. Both teams were really hot. We were on an 18-game win streak. They were on a 17-game win streak. You know, it is what it is, but I think that both teams did well enough to host. Obviously, we both got bids, so I really like where we are, and we got a tough regional ahead of us.
Well, Bob Geddie had a chance to sit down with some of the Golden Eagle players a couple of days ago when it looked like the Eagles were going to play and get in. And Chandler Best, Lawson Odom, and Cross Civilly, he had a chance to sit down and talk with. Chandler Best, let's hear from Chandler. He's a senior from Mobile, Alabama, goes into the regional with a 4-even earned run average with a 1-1 win-loss record. He has pitched 18 innings and has a strikeout for every inning that he has pitched. Bob had a chance to get Chandler's view on what's going on with him and the Golden Eagles the rest of the way.
Chandler Best on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Chandler, another shot at Pete Taylor Park. That had to be pretty exciting news for you and a lot of guys on the team.
Yeah, very exciting. A lot of us were kind of up in the air. We didn't know if we were a lock to host. Obviously, we're on the bubble, and it was really exciting to hear that we'd be able to bring the postseason back to the Pete.
I want to ask you specifically about the position you play on the team. So I'm watching you this week at Montgomery when you come in. A lot of pressure when you come in. You know, you got to perform for your team. That has to be a different mindset than, say, when you know you're going to start a game. How do you prepare yourself to walk directly into real pressure?
I feel like my preparations kind of come through experience over the years. I might not have been as good at it a couple years ago, but just getting in those situations a lot over the years, I'm kind of gotten used to it almost, you could say. Coming into situations, I think it's really fun. Having some pressure. People say pressure is a privilege, so like, I just see it as an opportunity to perform and do something great when maybe things aren't going our way at the time.
So was the mentality that you're pitching to try to strike the guy out that's at the plate, maybe hit a ground ball, keep him from making a big hit? What is the mentality?
Everyone loves a strikeout. I'm not a huge ground ball pitcher just because of my pitch repertoire. So I'm not only trying to strike him out. I'm just trying to see what pitch I'm getting, execute it to the best of my ability, and hopefully it results in a strikeout or a pop fly, whatever it may be.
I know you're one of the players that's been around a while. You've had to overcome injuries. Everybody has to overcome difficulties. What will that mean to you this weekend to be at Pete Taylor Park in a regional with an opportunity to advance again to a super?
Yeah, it's super, super exciting. A couple weeks ago, I thought that might have been my last time at Pete Taylor Park. It was kind of emotional for me and a lot of other guys, and just the opportunity to bring it back to the Pete for the postseason. We've done it before, and I've seen firsthand how electric that atmosphere can be and how much it helps us on the field and how much we love it. So I'm really, really excited to have that back again.
That was my next question. How big of an advantage is that for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's a huge advantage. Having however many thousand cheer your name and cheer you on after a strikeout, after a hit, and being able to go to your favorite places to eat and go back to your apartment and sleep in your bed with your TV, and it's just kind of a real homey feel instead of taking a bus back to the hotel and having to wake up early, or just kind of, it's kind of just more in routine, and I feel like it's a little more comfortable that guys can, I don't know, maybe it might bring a little more confidence playing at home.
What has this experience meant to you?
Yeah, you mean like as a whole at Southern Miss?
Yeah.
It's meant everything. I've got 2 degrees, I've got a longtime girlfriend. I've got some of the best friends that I'll ever make and that I'll be with for the rest of my life. And I've gotten a lot of wins on the field, and we've been very successful. And it's just really been a blast. I couldn't have asked for anything more. I think it was the best decision of my life ever to come to Southern Miss.
Now, Chandler, I'm going to help you out a little bit here. You said 2 degrees and a longtime girlfriend. You really meant to say the longtime girlfriend and 2 degrees.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, that order.
All right. How good is this team compared to others you've been on, and how far can this team go, Chandler?
Yeah, I think this is. I don't know. Putting them all together, I've been here so long, so many teams to put together, but I think this might be the best offense we've ever had. It's really awesome watching those guys go out 1 through 9. It's really deep, and the emergence of some of the guys in the bullpen, like Colby Allen, over the past 2 years, going from a freshman, I've gotten to see him grow into what he's become, and other guys like Landon Payne, who've dealt with injury and just coming out and being a bulldog for us, and Matt Adams, one of my best friends and roommates that I'll talk to for the rest of my life. We've just got some experience everywhere. I feel like everyone's really confident and everyone knows what this team can do, and I think we're going to be really dangerous in the postseason.
Final question. I was talking to a scout from the Toronto Blue Jays Saturday, and he said he played at Clemson. He said if I were a kid coming into college baseball and I could come play for a coach that can develop pitchers like Christian Ostrander, it would be a no-brainer for me. What has Christian Ostrander meant to you?
Christian Ostrander's meant everything to me. Just back when he was the pitching coach and I was coming in as a freshman and getting thrown into a weekend role as a freshman, he had every ounce of belief in me. And he's a big part of the reason why I chose to come to Southern Miss. He's a big part of the reason why I've stuck around all 6 years, because he's a great coach, he's a great man, and someone I'll talk to for a really long time. And he, like you said, he's really good at developing pitchers on the mental side, the physical side. He really knows how to connect with the guys and talk their language. Not everyone takes the same fine-tuning and verbal things. He knows how to kind of specify it with different guys, and he's really good at it.
All right, everybody that plays college baseball wants a shot at the pros, and hopefully you'll get that. If that works out, great. If that doesn't work out, what is your dream job?
You have just as good an idea as me. I have a business degree and an MBA, and I'm going to get into the business world somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where, but hopefully I'm really happy doing it.
All right, so I'm glad to know that My idea is the same as yours, right? You have no idea. And you, let's go back and clarify one thing, though. The best thing that's happened in the 6 years is the longtime girlfriend and then the degrees.
Yeah, let's put it that way. Yeah, longtime girlfriend first.
You've been a great, great part of this program, man. We wish you nothing but the best here on out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So Chandler Best, Daniel Stewart, 2 degrees, which can only mean one thing. He's unemployed.
Yes.
And doesn't
which
know.
He should be right now.
Yes. He should be employed, focused on what he's doing this weekend. But
very true.
That seems to kind of be the lament of all college students. I got this degree, and it's gotten me nowhere yet.
Yet.
But hang in there.
Gotta love Bob speaking from a position of experience there, making sure Chandler gets his priorities straight there. Talk about the longtime girlfriend first.
And we know that Chandler Best is smart because he used the word repertoire and specify.
Yeah.
And correctly.
Absolutely.
In those sentences.
That's Southern Miss education right there.
Still to come, we're going to hear from Lawson Odom, who's a local product from the West Jones area, and so is Cross Sibley, for that matter, the left-handed pitcher. Bob had a chance to sit down with them. A reminder, that thing that Michael was talking about earlier, the podcast thing, well, you can download those, I guess. When you go to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Also still to come, Daniel and I are going to talk about who got a really big pat on the back for getting into the field and maybe shouldn't have gotten into the field of 64, and some local teams that should be in the field but aren't. We'll sort all that out. Great show still to come. The Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Booked guests for later in the week include former Hattiesburg American writer, now in Memphis, Jason Munns, who will be covering the tournament. Munns will be here. Dima Mixon, our former co-host, he will be here as well. Graham Crawford, former Southern Miss and Alabama player. And Pearl River, for that matter, as Pearl River plays in the national championship. We're efforting Bryce Fowler, an interview with Bryce Fowler, who's the starting right fielder for Alabama, also played for Southern Miss. So we've got great guests that we've got lined up or are lining up for later on in the program. Kelly Sander with Michael Mergens and Daniel Stewart. We're from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. One of the other players that Bob Getty got to sit down and talk to was a couple of guys that we're proud to say are really homegrown. Lawson Odom, from the sophomore catcher out of West Jones High School. We're going to talk with Lawson and see what's on his mind now, getting ready for Columbia this coming weekend.
Lawson Odom on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Lawson, you're a local guy, West Jones High School. You guys are fixing to play at a regional at your home park. As a local kid, I think it would mean maybe even a little more than maybe a guy that's not from around here, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I was able to see both of the regionals at Southern Miss, or one of them, or however many there were. I was at both of them, or one. So experience on sitting in the stands now, being in the dugout, being able to be a part of the team that is playing in that game is awesome.
Yeah. How excited were you guys when you heard that you were going to get one more shot at the Peak?
We counted down for an hour till they announced it. They kept saying 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 25 minutes. They did it the whole entire time, and then Maddie got on the bus and announced it to the whole team.
What's this season been like for you guys as a team? I know it's been a really tough schedule. The RPI reflects that. There was a little bit of a down period there in the middle where things happened. And then you go on this tremendous streak.
For sure. Coach Oz does a great job of keeping us level-headed, but also getting on to us enough where we know what he wants of us. And as a team, we know what if we can do our part. He always says if everybody can do their part, we'll be where we need to be. So especially early in the season, we did go through that kind of slump, you would say, people finding what their role was and doing that every day, I think led to the big winning streak that we had.
All right, you're a young player on the team, and you young guys look at this team, you see the talent that's on the team, but you see the youth and the talent of the youth, and this ride that everybody's enjoying, it's not about to end, is it?
No, sir, it's not.
This is a team that, is this fair to say, you guys just kind of reload every year?
Yeah, we have a great recruiting class come in every single year, and I feel like the coaches do a great job of finding people that fit the culture and want to be there and all that kind of stuff. So when they get on campus, we don't skip a beat. They just fall right in, and we take them under our wings and do what we need to do to be a great program.
All right, you're living the dream that every kid that plays high school baseball dreams about. What is this ride like for Lawson Odom?
It's been awesome seeing all the guys and playing as one, and you can tell everybody's playing for each other. There's no selfishness involved, and just seeing everybody, no matter if they're playing or not playing, seeing somebody get a home run and being excited or even more excited than the person that hit it is awesome. Seeing everybody just rooting for one another, and Coach Oz always says about being links and don't be the weakest link and pulling in the same direction. I think we're all pulling in the same direction. It's awesome to see that working.
You played at a high school, West Jones, that has a big fan base, and so I know you're used to fans, but kind of describe what it's like to play at Pete Taylor Park with the rabid fan base you guys have.
It is awesome. It's like there's no words that can describe it, especially like when a new pitcher comes in or they're throwing a bunch of balls or anything. Like it beats turning your speakers up as loud as they go, and it's insane.
Yeah. What are you looking for this weekend?
To win some ball games and have fun.
Yeah. And you know that the place will be absolutely crackers.
Oh, it will be. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I've been asking how many people you think is going to come, and every answer is different and more. Oh, yeah. Same goes to ours. They haven't even told us how many tickets we get, but I'm sure every single one of them will be used.
Well, we look forward to watching you continue a great career here at Southern Miss. We know you're going to make big contributions, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Second segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Campus Bookmart and the bright gold building right across from the main entrance of the campus on Hardy Street. Just in time for graduation or post-graduation, if you're just now opening that graduation invitation or card, don't forget to send some Southern Miss swag to help college students remember their years at Southern Miss. Glad that Campus Bookmart is with us. And also the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can view their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty also had a chance to sit down with left-handed pitcher Cross Sively, the native Summerall kid. And of course, I've known Cross and got to coach him, had the pleasure of coaching him when he was a youngster. Second lowest ERA on the team now with a 3.43 earned run average, a record of 7 wins, 1 loss, 65 and 2/3 innings, and that perfect 3-1 walk to strikeout average, 54 strikeouts, 18 walks. Cross Sively doesn't usually have a lot to say. Let's see how Bob Getty did getting those words out of him.
All right, Cross Sively on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Cross, incredible performance over the week in Montgomery. You really lock in, really helped your team get a badly needed win, and your pitching has just been excellent here down the stretch. Your thoughts as you get ready to play one more time at Pete Taylor Park?
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say thank you first off for saying that. But, yeah, I felt good lately. Everybody's super excited to play back at the Pete. You know how special of an environment that is, especially for the players to see all the fans come out and know how much support we have from the community around us is awesome.
Coach Oss talks to us a lot about pitching, and he says that everybody on the team has a lot of talent, but the difference is the mentality. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's 100% right, because, I mean, baseball is a mental game, and pitching itself is kind of a game. It's kind of a mental game within a mental game, so it's really tough. I mean, you have to be on every time you do it, but, I mean, it's just – it's really tough to kind of stay in that zone every time you go out, but you have to do it for your brothers out there.
Well, they tell me, everybody that knows you tells me that nothing rattles you. You're very calm. You're just real laid back about everything. When you're on the mound, are you talking to yourself, or are you just laser focused on pitching?
Sometimes I don't really talk to myself, but it's – I'll just kind of give myself like a mental cue. Like if I'm throwing like a fastball into a righty, I'm like, all right, get it in. Don't leave it out. You're going to get it in right here. Mm-hmm. Something like that, real small, but I mean, that's about it. But I don't really say much else. And it's pretty laser-like because I just try to focus one pitch at a time, because that's all you really can control and do at the moment. So.
What will it be for you to play at Pete Taylor Park, won't say 100% for the last time, but it does appear that the winner of this tournament will probably go to Vanderbilt. We don't know that for sure. But if this is your last weekend, what will be in your mind when you're out on the mound?
You know, leave it out there. Leave it all out there on the field. Don't take any pitches that I may make for granted. Use every single one of them. Don't be complacent out there, and just be thankful to the Lord that I've had this opportunity all these years. So.
Well, it's going to be kind of weird in a way, because this is the second time you seniors have had to face maybe the last time at Pete Taylor Park. You thought that a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, well, I have another year left.
Oh, okay.
After
well,
this.
Great.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, yeah, still every year it's like a – it's like, man, we might not be back here for a whole another year, and that's kind of depressing, you know, because it's such an awesome park and stuff. So, I mean, we love playing there. So.
I got to tell you, as a fan and a guy that covers the team, it's depressing to me when the season's over, because I'm thinking just what you just thought. Well, hell, it's going to be a few months before we get back out here.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we love the fans. I know the fans love us, obviously, from the attendance and stuff, but we really appreciate every single person that comes out.
All right, you've been around a while. My last question, how do you compare this team to others that you've been a part of?
Yeah, this team's something special. Every team's special, but, I mean, we can really do some special things this year. I really believe that.
And you guys are equipped, I believe, perfectly for a three-game tournament, and you can win a regional in three games.
Absolutely, 100%. I know every single person on the team believes that, all the coaches, all the players. So, yeah, we can do it for sure.
You've had a great year, my man. Thank you for doing this interview, and the best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
And to make sure that everybody is aware, that Vanderbilt would have to win its regional in order to host Southern Miss or whoever, you know, wins the regional here, which we're hoping certainly it will be. But if Vanderbilt happens to get upset and Southern wins, they're still have somebody here at the Pete. But that's for another time. When we come back, Daniel and I will sort out who should have been in and who should have been out of the field of 64. As this Tuesday, May 27th edition of the Eagle Hour rolls on.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Bob Getty and Andrew Abbedy off today. I mean, they're off, but it's not like they're not working with Hattiesburg hosting the regional this weekend. I'm Kelly Sander, back from Indianapolis. Michael Mergen's producer, engineer, seemingly always here. I don't know why you don't have a cot in your office, Michael.
He says I don't.
Well, yeah, he's a very neat person, so he probably folds it up and puts it away.
Hide a bit. It's in the wall.
It's where it can't be seen. Daniel Stewart is here as well. This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. And if you can't get a ticket for this weekend, and what are the odds? Actually, they're really good.
Really good. Yeah.
That you're not going to get a ticket this weekend. Then 4th Street Bar and Grill would be the place to be because it's right down the road from Pete Taylor Park. You could pregame or postgame party there, and they will have all the games on the screens. Live music on the weekends now as well at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And we want to welcome a new sponsor, BeQuick. B-K-W-I-K. BeQuick is celebrating its 60th anniversary with giveaways for you. Now, you can stop by the BeQuick Shell Station. That's at the corner of US 98 and Hegwood Road by Oak Grove Optimus Park. And you can receive your free Buffalo decal. And what you do is you place it on the back of your vehicle. And they're going to be sending spotters out that are going to be looking for those decals. And if they spot your car and that decal is on there, you're going to win. And the things that you could win include one of four grand prizes, including Saints football experience, Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean or Caribbean cruise for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. So be quick. We welcome them to the show, big supporters of Southern Miss. All right, Daniel Stewart, let's break this down.
Yep.
Generally speaking, the committee, which was chaired by J.R. Teagues, the athletic director at Southeastern Louisiana, generally they're getting high marks for their selections. But like always, look, as long as Southern Miss and some other schools with Mississippi ties get in there, we can't complain much. But there are some schools that definitely have a beef. And for example, let's start with the fact that J.R. Teagues was the chairman of this selection committee, and his own Lions down in Hammond, coached by Bobby Barbier, they were 38-16. Now, they didn't win the tournament, but they didn't get an at-large bid either. Man, would you think that if you're in Hammond and a big money donor, that you might not be asking J.R. Teagues, how did this happen?
Well, you would definitely think so. And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Jeremy McClain also on the committee, thinking that that would help us. Obviously, you know, the commissioner or the chairman of this committee can't get his team in, so it must not carry as much weight as we think. But, yeah, you would think that with the way Southeastern played this year, the record that they had, I mean, gosh, really competitive team, did well. You'd think that that would have been enough with J.R. Teagues at the helm here at this selection committee. Would have gotten them in, but it did not.
And potentially, literally two pitches away from beating Southern Miss, potentially.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, thanks to Monastir, who seemed to own Southeastern on his own. But other teams in the Southland that got put out or were shut out of a tournament bid, Lamar, who got to that 40-win mark, 40-17, they're not in. And University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, who at one time this season, when the Golden Eagles played them, had the number one RPI in the country, and they finished 35-18.
Right. Well, you know, it is what it is. We have these conversations with baseball, football, basketball. It probably more closely resembles the baseball tournament. And I honestly, I don't envy these guys trying to pick who gets in, who gets out. It's obviously a hard decision to make. But you look at who gets in versus who doesn't, and those big conference names seem to always pop up. So that's the mid-market team. That's the rub right there, is it seems, hey, we did enough to get in, but why is this team with a lesser record that's in a bigger conference getting in and we're out? And that's always the argument every year.
Georgia Tech, 45-17. The Ramblin' Wreck did not get in, or the Yellow Jackets officially. And now
– hold on, Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
They are a two-seed, I believe. So,
are they?
I think Georgia Tech is in Oxford.
Oh, okay. All right, my mistake there. I thought that the Louisiana –
Well, Georgia Tech was projected to be a host seed, and their fan base thinks they're screwed
being
a two seed, yeah.
And, of course, the big question now, Troy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Well,
now, how much of Troy not getting in the field had to do with how they were playing at the end of the year? Because they weren't playing very well at the end of the year.
Well, I think they finished the year with 34 wins, I think it was.
They were 39-21.
39-21. So, you know, you think that they just win one game against us and we don't sweep and we win two or three. They get to 40 wins. Is that enough to get them over the hump? They spent most of the year right there around the number 20 ranked team in the country. We're ahead of us for most of the year. But I think it has everything to do with how they finish because, you know, obviously the two best teams in Sun Belt Conference were us and Coastal. And when you're a selection committee, you're trying to pick who gets in, who gets out. What have you done for me lately? Troy has not done a lot. They got swept, lost four, the last four season or conference games they played. And unfortunately for the Troy Trojans, that resulted in them not getting in.
Now, some of the teams that are in the field but earned their way in by virtue of winning their conference tournaments include North Dakota State. The Bison are going into postseason play with a 20-32 record.
Gotta love it.
20-32. Little Rock, University of Arkansas, Little Rock, 24-32. Fresno State, the Bulldogs out west, 31-27. They won their tournament. Nebraska wins the Big Ten tournament with a 32-27 record. Utah Valley wins their conference. Very few people have even heard of Utah Valley.
Who are they?
But they're in at 32-27. But then three other Big 12 teams, Big 12, now remember that's one of the biggies, get in, including Oklahoma State, 28-23, Kansas State, 31-24, Cincinnati, 32-24. Three Big 12 teams.
Were they at large bids that you just read?
Those were at large bids.
Yeah.
Mm. And then one from that big conference that everybody talks about, Kentucky gets in with a 29-24 mark.
Those are tough arguments to make for Kentucky. I mean, you don't even get to 30 wins, you know, and you're still...
Oh, but it's a tough conference.
Tough conference, RPI is low, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, all right, go back to tournament champions. I think it's really great that teams have essentially two opportunities to get into postseason play. You either win your season, do really well, or win your conference tournament. So, like the North Dakota States of the world, hey, more power to them. You won your conference. Hopefully, maybe you're getting hot here at the end of the year. Maybe make a run. So, I think that's great for them. But for the Kentuckys of the world and those guys, I mean, it's easy to say they're not deserving of that spot, but they got in because they are in the SEC. And I think that's the argument that people that are kind of against that pick are going to say was, well, you know, kind of the big money play, let Kentucky in and kick one of the smaller schools out.
And it's not – and to go back to the point on Georgia Tech and that Daniel – that Georgia Tech is going to Oxford, people have said, oh, well, that's an easy region. Well, it's not. It's not really, when to be honest. But when you look at every region, there are two teams that are probably pretty tough. But you could argue when you look at the Eagles region that there are three – really decent teams that Columbia, with all due respect, would be the odd guy out. But Miami didn't have a great season by Miami standards, but they are Miami.
They're Miami.
And the fact that Alabama comes here.
Yeah.
You know, but there are people in Tuscaloosa complaining, Daniel Stewart, that Alabama should not have had to come here.
Well, you know, if I'm an Alabama fan, I don't want to go to Southern Miss. You know, we're going to be a tough region to play in. The players that interviewed earlier kind of talked about this environment that you're in. I mean, the fans are going to be crazy. And, you know, if you're in Tuscaloosa, you've got to travel 2.5 hours to get here to, you know, come to our exciting environment here. But, you know, if I'm an Alabama fan, I'd rather be in than out. So if we don't get to host, I'd rather be in, give our team a chance. And like I said earlier, watch the game on ESPN3 if I don't want to go there and be there in person. So.
And Southern Miss is the 16 seed overall. Of the top 16, so getting that last bid to host a region. And if the Golden Eagles were to win, they would then go to the number one seed, which is Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And people will say, oh, well, we got messed over there. But here's the bottom line. You're going to have – none of these teams from here on out are going to be easy to beat.
Right.
You're going to have to beat them even if it's on their home field. And if you happen to – and this is way putting the cart ahead of the horse
–
but if that were to happen, a Southern Miss Vanderbilt matchup, and you were to beat Vanderbilt in Nashville, then you would absolutely certify mentally and physically that you are among the elite, and there's no reason why you couldn't go to Omaha and win that tournament.
No, absolutely. I mean, Vandy comes in as the number one seed. You know, let's project a little bit in the future. You know, number one, we've got, RPI-wise, we've got the toughest regional in the whole deal here. So just getting out of our regional is going to be tough. I think we're better than those other teams, but still, like you said, Miami's great. Alabama's going to be good. But we come out of our regional, Vandy wins their regional, we meet up, and we do beat a Vandy. I mean, I'm thinking we're going to win all the whole thing, you know, if we can beat Vandy. Because, you know, watch Vandy play, number one team in the country. So, yeah, our chances would be good.
And the thing is it's not a best of seven,
right,
at the Super Regional. It's only two out of three.
Two out of three.
So you don't have to be necessarily as deep as you would like a four out of seven.
And hopefully they'd underestimate us a little bit.
Anyway, it's a great time to be in Hattiesburg. We'll talk more with Daniel Stewart when this edition of the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT Training, just off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. It's starting to get a little warm now. Mm-hmm. If your kids want to stay on top of their softball or baseball games, work indoors in air-conditioned and immaculate conditions at DBAT. Or if you want to get into the best shape of your life, they can help you within reason. You know, knowing your age and goals and things, put together programs for you there as well. DBAT, proud to support Southern Miss Athletics. And a shout out to Mobe Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street, right across from the main entrance to the campus. You can check them out on Facebook at Mobe Beignet Co. Hattiesburg, and learn about the latest flavors of the syrups and freshly made beignets right there for you. Later on this week, Graham Crawford, Jason Munns, Dima Mixon. Man, we're lining up some great guests getting ready for this regional this weekend. But Daniel, we would be remiss if we did not salute briefly, ever so briefly, the fact that Pearl River Community College and East Central Community College,
East Central,
out of Decatur, yeah, are playing each other tonight in the quarterfinals. They're both in the winner's bracket, mm-hmm, in Enid, Oklahoma. So they've had to go all the way to Enid to play each other.
Yeah.
But that's the way the brackets turned out.
Could have settled that in Decatur or Poplarville, probably.
Yes.
But, you know, Enid is where it is.
And there's no surprises on either one of those teams since they've played each other enough during the regular season.
That's
so
right.
They play tonight at 7 o'clock. The winner will continue, of course, to the semifinals in the winner's bracket. The losers will drop down. But good luck to both of those teams. We're proud of our Mississippi schools. And the thought, you know, when you go back to the final game that Southern Miss played in the championship game against Coastal, and I'm sure this is a question that Coach Oz has gotten a lot. Why not go with J.B. Middleton,
sure,
you know, rather than Sundstrom? But I would contend, and I just throw this out there, we're never going to know the answer to this question, but I would contend that maybe Southern Miss knew they were going to host either way.
Which
would make that decision, yes, a lot easier to go,
sure,
with Sundstrom rather than Middleton.
Right.
But you like the decision.
I do. You know, and obviously, you don't never know what the other outcome would have been. We might still have lost had Middleton started. But I think our staff knew we were going to be in the postseason. So do you want to run the risk of Middleton going out? I mean, even the worst-case scenario, possibly hurting himself and then not being able to pitch in a regional. Best-case scenario, he just throws his pen. He throws one inning or two. We still have seven other innings to play. I would much prefer him rest. We knew we were going to be in the postseason. Let him be fully rested, fully prepared for a game one. Maybe a game two, depending on how we want to strategize. Maybe we don't throw him against Columbia. Maybe throw him on Saturday. But I'd much rather him be fresh than get another few innings in the championship game.
At the beginning of the season, one of the talks among sports writers across the country were the fact that they really felt that the Sun Belt Conference was going to be pretty solid.
Yeah.
From top to bottom. They were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Really, when you look at it, there really were only about four teams that were pretty decent. And I wonder if the overall weakness of the Sun Belt didn't also work against Troy not getting in.
It's possibly so. You know, you look at the teams like Coastal. We know what Coastal can do. They were going to be good, had a really great year. And us, I knew we were going to have a good year as well. But, you know, like a Texas State historically is – had a pretty good baseball team, and, yeah, and you know, they just really fell off this year. But then you see, like, a team like Old Dominion typically doesn't have a good baseball team, but finished the year pretty good. But
South Alabama is really good. Usually,
conference as a whole, though, yeah,
didn't have a good year.
Did not have a great year. But you look at the whole conference. I think us and Coastal really head and shoulders above everybody else.
I'm just glad that in any tournament. That it usually, and you can put as many teams in the field as you want, but I always, as a purist, I always like to see the two best teams play for the championship, that somebody doesn't get lucky and sideline one of the favorites. And I don't think there was any doubt that Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina were the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And honestly, what surprised me a little bit is that the other teams in the field really put up little resistance. Coastal and Southern Miss.
Yeah.
They were blowouts.
Both us and Coastal seemed to – I mean, well, Troy, I guess it was – we won 2-1. I think they scored one in the top of the first. We scored two in the bottom of the first, and nobody scored again. We won 2-1. That was probably the closest game in the whole tournament.
When their pitching staffs were freshest.
Exactly. But, yeah, I mean, we said it, last week's show that, you know, this is probably going to come down to Southern Miss and Coastal, and it did. And like you said, the two best teams in the conference should meet up in that championship game to determine who gets crowned the champions.
Because that way, you know, if somebody other than that gets the bid, then it might be Southern Miss or Coastal sitting out with Troy.
Yeah.
But I think this was just too good of a team, too deep pitching-wise, and everything seems to be clicking pretty well. And for anybody that thinks that loss to Coastal was anything to worry about, look, you dance with the lady that brought you as far as your rotation goes. Everything is set up perfectly. That's all you ever want as a coach, is to have your best players healthy and ready to go, and that's what it looks like.
Absolutely.
It's going to be. We are efforting country singer and former Southern Miss player Adam Doliak later in the week. We're going to get the voice of the Columbia Lions on here, who Southern Miss will play later on this weekend. So it is the Lions, I think. But nonetheless, even if it's not.
Probably a lot of smart guys at Columbia.
Yeah, we'll have them on here. And maybe they're still getting money from the Trump administration. Unlike some other of those smart schools.
Unlike Harvard?
Yeah. We'll leave that up to them. But for now, for Michael Mergens and Daniel Stewart, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock for another edition of the Eagle Hour. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.